Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs.
And I'm Jake Sherman. As you probably know by now, President Donald Trump is back on the hot seat after once again saying there was blame to go around on both sides in the Charlottesville protest. One key takeaway: remember when Chief of Staff John Kelly was going to install order in the White House and help Trump's presidency get back on track? So far, no dice. A real question for Trump will be how much sway will he have with lawmakers when they return in September, as he's saddled with a 34% approval rating coming off playing footsie with neo-Nazis and white supremacists.
The Washington Post has an op-ed out this morning with the headline, "The Nation Can Only Weep." Meanwhile, Republicans roundly criticized Trump. Speaker Paul Ryan, Senator Marco Rubio, and Mitt Romney all took to Twitter to condemn Trump's comments. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has not publicly commented about Trump's press conference. Meanwhile, the New York Times has a piece up on how stunned TV hosts reacted to Trump in real time. They report that Chuck Todd on MSNBC was visibly stunned, and CNN anchor Jake Tapper couldn't contain his astonishment, saying, "Wow, that was something else."
The New York Times' Glenn Thrush and Maggie Haberman write that Trump's comments gave white supremacists an unequivocal boost, equating activists protesting racism and neo-Nazis and white supremacists. Annie Carney, Ileana Johnson, and Nolan McCaskill report that staffers were shocked by Trump's comments. Chief of Staff John Kelly stood off to the side, staring at the floor during Trump's comments. You know who was not there? Jared and Ivanka. They were on a two-day pre-scheduled trip to Vermont.
And the AP has the broader narrative looking at how racial politics haunt Republicans in the Trump era, throwing a spotlight on the party's struggle with race in the age of Trump. While there is a lot of reaction coming out of Trump's comments, don't expect a lot of action on Capitol Hill. Kyle Chaney and Rachel Bade report that Republican chairmen are resisting holding hearings on white supremacy. And Alana Shore finds the Confederate statues in the Capitol are likely to go nowhere.
Aside from his comments about neo-Nazis and white supremacists, Trump is facing increasing pressure from the business community. Dan Diamond reports that he continues to bleed support from business leaders. Richard Trumka, the head of the AFL-CIO, is just the most recent executive to leave his manufacturing council. The Wall Street Journal editorial board, meanwhile, is chastising Trump, writing that a Republican president who loses the business class has a big problem.
Alex Eisenstadt and Sungmin Kim have the next turn of the screw on the Alabama Senate race. Roy Moore and Luther Strange are now in a six-week runoff, and the two report that there's enormous pressure on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Trump, who've both backed Strange, to get him across the finish line. One option under consideration from McConnell allies is a scorched earth campaign targeting Moore. And in Utah, John Curtis, mayor of Provo, Utah, has won the GOP nomination for the House seat previously held by Jason Chaffetz.
First in Playbook this morning, the House's top tax writer, Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady of Texas, will talk tax reform in California today at a replica of Ronald Reagan's tax cut table at the Reagan Ranch. We didn't know he had a tax cut table. Congressmen including Peter Roskam, Carlos Curbelo, and David Schweikert will be with him. Here's what Brady's going to say, quote, "As we stand here 31 years later, we face a monumental challenge of our own, coming together to fix a U.S. tax code that has become just as broken as the one President Reagan and Congress overhauled in the 1980s. For the first time in over three decades, we have a president, a House, a Senate who are all committed to overhauling this broken tax code and unleashing the growth of jobs and paychecks nationwide. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, if you're serious about getting real pro-growth tax reform done for the American people this year, we are serious about working with you." End quote. Tax reform looks like it's miles and miles away, considering what's going on in the White House. Also first in Playbook, Attorney General Jeff Sessions and ICE Acting Director Tom Homan are speaking today at the Port of Miami. They are set to praise Miami-Dade County for sharing information with federal immigration authorities. The speech is meant as a contrast to a city like Chicago.
And in the juice, former President Barack Obama set the record for the most liked tweet ever at 10:07 p.m. last night, according to Twitter. His tweet: "No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or his religion," is also currently the fifth most retweeted in the company's history. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.